The European history of the area surrounding Lawrence Hargrave Drive goes back to Captain James Cook. Alice Eyre is an artist living at Scarborough.
Cook tried to get ashore at Waniora Beach down here near Bulleye High School. Saw some natives and tried to get ashore with the longboat. They were driven back by the surf, and the natives got on the beach and waved their spears, so they decided to give it away. So they travelled north up the coast. Next morning, woke up, they were back down at Bulleye again, so they must have travelled past here twice.
The next important event was in 1797, when a longboat of survivors from the sailing ship Sydney Cove, which had run aground in Van Diemen's Land, made it as far north as the New South Wales south coast, until it too was wrecked.
Boatload of sailors got ashore, about 17 I think, and they must have walked completely all the way around the coast, including all around Jervis Bay and everything else like that. By the time they got up here, there apparently were only 5 sailors left, and they met some Aboriginals, and amongst the Aboriginals were 2 from Sydney that told them white men were bad, so they actually speared 2 of them, and 3 of the others ran away and walked along the bottom here, the only way they could go. And there's a plaque up in the park there, noting this is where the first coal in Australia was discovered, just underneath there. They lit a fire for the night on the old coal seam where you can find it, lit a fire on the beach, discovering the coal. And then they walked up through National Park as far as the furthest point, which you can see from here, which is called Cape Providence. Of course, from there they can see a fishing boat out to sea near Watermulla, which rescued them and took them to Sydney. And they reported to Gross, who was then acting governor, that there was good coal found here, and he sent Bass down with a longboat full of Marines. They came down here, apparently got half a dozen bags of coal. He then took the longboat down to Fairy Meadow, saw some Aboriginals, charged up the hill and shot 6 of them, which is very nasty summary justice for the natives. With the discovery of coal, Mitchell the surveyor took it over and was granted it, so it's called Mitchell's Mountain after him. And then he trundled off and discovered his western areas and Mitchell cockatoos named after him, etc., etc. And he never lived here. He then sold it to Judge Hargraves, who was Lawrence Hargraves' father. He had 3 sons. Lawrence was the younger. Lawrence Hargrave was apparently a bit of a tearaway, and he's apparently recorded to be the first man to ever canoe up the Sepik River in New Guinea. And Dad disinherited him and said, go away.
After the death of his father and his 2 brothers, Lawrence Hargrave inherited the property and settled down on the coast. Bruce Fishburne, a former engineer at the Department of Main Roads' Ballambi Works office, recollects.
When I was there, Mrs. Hargrave was the publican at the Clifton Hotel, and there were all types of mementos from the era of, I think it was her grandfather, was Lawrence Hargrave. Now, for some reason, he doesn't really get the true fame that I think is due to him. Lawrence Hargrave was a contemporary of a fellow called Otto Lilienthal. And between he and Lawrence, they had been working on being able to control the flight of these box kites and gliders. Now, if you scratch anyone these days and ask them who was the first person who pioneered flight, they always talk about the Wright brothers, which is rubbish. It was Otto Lilienthal and Lawrence Hargrave. They were the true pioneers. What the Wright brothers did was to put an engine on a device that these other guys had worked out. The true pioneers of flight really rest in guys like Lawrence. And much of the work that he did was done down in this cliff area, and especially up at Ball Point, where he took advantage of the winds just to study what happens. And of course that's a favourite haunt now of hang glider enthusiasts all over the place, and I suppose that the hang gliders are really just a further development of what these 2 guys had done.